Good morning, gentlemen. Mincha this afternoon, 5:45 p.m., 5:45. The Mishnah in Kalim, Perek Yutes, Mishnah Yeschas and Tes, continue with our discussion about Kalim that have pockets to them or have separate compartments, and do they become Tamei? So once upon a time, the classic was the shepherd's pouch, right? The shepherd would be able to take a pouch, and in order for him to be able to use this pouch, so they would make it from a whole piece of an animal, a whole hide of an animal, that instead of being flayed and then tied back together, it would be pulled off straight up. So tumol shenifchas, if you had a shepherd's pouch that became damaged, then you had attached pockets on the inside like an old knapsack. So technically speaking, the inside side of the pocket is actually the inside side of the outside knapsack. The kisha b'silcho tamei. The kiss is still able to function, and so therefore it would retain the tumah status that it had before. Vein chibor lo, but even though it's there, it's not considered attached. Now achemes, if you had a shepherd's canteen, which is also made from an animal skin, and when you flay an animal skin whole, it means you got all the different bumps in it also, including a bump that would come from, let's say, if it was a male goat, and the fact that you flayed the animal whole, that meant that the skin also had the skin of the male gonads of the goat, so it would look like a standalone area, right? That standalone area, the sacks that would be over there, if those standalone sacks also continue to hold liquid together with the rest of the water skin, v'nifkasu, and these two become damaged. So then, tahor sheina mekabels kedakan. Those two areas where the beitzim used to be, so those things are not able to function normally. If they're not able to function normally, so then by definition, they are not going to be tamei anymore. Now teva shepischa mitzido. Yesterday we talked about a chest that opens on top. Now let's talk about a chest that opens on the side. Teva shepischa mitzido. If the door is on the side, so tumeiat midras, utame meis. It can contract tumas meis, obviously, but it also can get tumas midras because you can lean on it. So I'm Rabbi Yossi says, wait a minute, emasai, when is it true? Bizman she'ena gavoa, sara tvachim, if it's not 10 tvachim high. When something's 10 tvachim high, you have to climb up to sit on it, that's not called tame tumas midras. O she'en la lizbas tefach, or if it doesn't have a rim, if it has a rim of a tefach, people aren't going to use it. Now, nifchasam elmal on tumeiat meis. If it becomes damaged on top, people aren't going to sit on it. It's still able to contract tumas meis. Nifchasam elmaton, if it's going to if the bottom gets ruined, so Rameir metame, Rameir says it can still become tame with tumas midrash. La chachamim metame, nisha batal ikar, batal atvela. The chachamim say it's not going to become tame at all. And why is that? Once it's no longer functional as a chest, and so therefore, it loses its title as a kli. The fact that you can lean on it doesn't help anything at all. Once it loses the main title, and the main tumma disappears, so the secondary tumma, this tumas midras, is also going to disappear as well. Okay, we'll stop. Bezras Hashem, we'll finish the 19th parak tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.